with Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
So, the Queen is 95 and has enjoyed somewhat 70 years on the throne. But, Nikki, don't call her old.
Okay.
She was recently offered the title of Oldie of the Year.
Oldie of the Year. I don't think anyone would want that title.
Well, weirdly enough, Prince Philip, her late husband, accepted it.
Although
he wasn't around to personally pick up the award, but he was quite happy to accept the title. But no, she's knocked it back. After inquiries were made to see if she would accept it, her assistant private secretary wrote in response, "Her Majesty believes you are as old as you feel." As such, the Queen does not believe she meets the relevant criteria to be able to accept.
Wow.
And hopes you'll find a more worthy recipient. Which is a very, very polite way of saying, how dare you call me old?
Yeah.
Right there. And in unrelated news, the chairman of the awards has been found sadly missing his head in suspicious circumstances. I thought this had already happened, but apparently, I mean, this is how up to, you know, delivering food I am. Deliveroo's expanding into Mandurah and Rockingham. In less than 2 weeks. Like I say, I thought that had already happened. Maybe I'm confusing
so many,
it with something else.
I don't know.
Else.
Is it DoorDash? There's another one. I don't know. There's so many.
There is a lot out there already.
So what does that mean? It's all the same restaurants, just a different...
I figure there's another option, potentially.
Yeah. I feel like I don't really know.
Do you get any of them?
Well, I've got Menulog and Uber Eats, but it's always the same restaurants.
Right.
On both of them. Like, occasionally there's one that's only on one and one that's on the other.
Okay.
That's why I have both, but...
Well, maybe it just means that they'll start getting a bit more competitive on the delivery. I mean,
maybe the prices.
Delivery rates?
Yeah. I think sometimes one's cheaper than the other, but other than that, I don't know.
You know what? Donna was sort of at a Chinese restaurant the other day and was like, every second person that went in there, or even more, was some sort of delivery driver.
Yeah.
Like, I think we're kind of weird. Like, we're the only ones that don't do this.
That picks stuff up, yeah.
Yeah, that actually do it ourselves.
Well, I mean, it's like $4 and they'll come and drop it to your door.
Man, I can't afford that.
Probably cost you $4 to drive there.
Beside the point. Anyway, they launch Monday, November 1, and on the hunt for local self-employed riders. Or maybe that's their thing, they only do
bikes. It has to be on a
bike.
Seems limited, but...
They're set to launch in more than 10 Australian cities and hire about 3,000 new drivers by the end of the year. So there you go.
Or riders.
I assume riders, yeah. Maybe that's their difference.
Well, I guess you get your exercise in whilst you're delivering.
Or maybe Deliveroo means they're actually done on the back of a kangaroo.
Kangaroo, so yeah, only if
that's
you've got kangaroos.
Or in the pouch. Delivered in the pouch. Now, on the back of news of Emma's departure comes word that the original Wiggles are doing an adults-only tour.
Yes.
Anthony Murray, Jeff and Greg at RAC Arena, April 9. Now, I'm trying to get my head around this because they're still going to be playing all the Wiggly hits.
But for adults.
And there'll be cameos from Captain Feathersaw, Dorothy the Dinosaur,
so good.
Wags the Dog, Henry Octopus. It's just that this time there's a bar.
Yeah. That'd be a weird experience, wouldn't it?
Kind of would. And there's some other bands that are coming out to support them and stuff. But, yeah, tickets go on sale for that on Friday.
Some sad adults reliving their childhood. Chugga-chugga. Woo! Wake up, Jeff.
Yeah, everybody wake up, Jeff. Look, I don't know. But apparently they've had sold-out gigs elsewhere.
Yep.
So there you go.
Great idea.
And look, while we're no doubt experiencing some strange shifts in weather, you can be thankful we're not in Mackay in Queensland, where yesterday they notched up a new Aussie record, Australia's largest hailstones.
Oh, God.
The Bureau confirmed that yesterday's storm saw the arrival of 16 centimetre stones, which according to experts...
16?
16 centimetre, which, like, you know, bigger than
half
a hand.
Half a ruler.
Yeah. And it would have been moving at more than 100 k's an hour.
Wow. People would have got hurt, did they?
You would think so. You would think there'd be some... a lot of damage to be done out there. But maybe it was all done in... like out in fairly kind of regional areas, so maybe
just
it was all
cows.
In fields. Yeah, poor cows. A lot of mints going cheap. Oh, that's not nice.
No, it's not.
No,
Jesus.
Stop it immediately. I think we could all agree, anyway, that we found a new tourist gimmick. If Mackay doesn't construct an enormous hailstone in the middle of town, I'll be very disappointed.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Three-ish. Now, first off, the Mandurah Boat Caravan Full Drive and Camping Show returns this weekend.
Woo.
And they've been, I noticed, busy setting things up down there at Rushton Park
and
for the last couple of days.
A perfect weekend out of a week and next week that also looks crap.
All right.
The weekend is perfect. Sunny, hot.
Lovely.
Lovely.
So food, displays, entertainment, bargains. Details at mandurah.show. October is also Dogtober. Did you know that?
Is it?
Yes,
no,
it
I didn't
is.
Know that.
Helping raise funds to train assistance dogs.
Oh, how cute.
It's an excellent cause. You can find out how you can help out at dogtober.org.au. Today, October 20, is also World Osteoporosis Day.
Okay.
Osteoporosis renders bones frail and brittle and leads to all sorts of dramas when even a sneeze can lead to breakages. So you can support the cause by wearing white, getting yourself a bone density test and spreading the word about bone health.
Yeah,
as part
important.
Of World Osteoporosis Day. And today is also International Chef's Day. So put on your hat and pants and scream obscenities at your underlings today.
I think that's just one chef in particular.
I think there's a couple, but there is one in particular
one
that does that for sure. But it, or if you don't want to live the cliche, maybe, you know, visit your favourite local chef today. In fact, maybe that's why it ties in with the fact that Malibu Fresh, I notice, are now doing breakfast and coffee from 7.
Yes, delicious wraps that you have
indulged in already. I noticed that because they sent some in. So I can vouch for the wraps being... Chef's kiss.
Mwah. Like yeah. That. Love Malibu Fresh. 97.3
Coast FM. The Coast Feed. And with entertainment, you used to live it live from atop one of the world's largest hailstones, Nikki Parkinson.
It's pretty cold up here, thank you. A new trailer has been released for Ghostbusters Afterlife. Now, this stars Stranger Things star Finn Wolfhard, Paul Rudd, and returning Ghostbusters stars Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and Sigourney Weaver. This flick is based on a family that moves to a small town and soon discovers they have a connection to the original Ghostbusters and their grandfather's secret legacy. Here's the trailer.
Somehow, a town that has no fault lines is shaking on a daily basis.
What is that?
Maybe it's the apocalypse.
Oh my God.
This isn't a mine. It's a gateway.
What exactly is happening here?
We need to finish what our grandfather started.
It's the legacy.
It looks really good. Ghostbusters Afterlife is out in cinemas from the 2nd of December. Ooh. Harry Styles is reportedly secretly part of the Marvel Universe.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, after the world premiere of The Eternals in LA yesterday, a reporter shared on Twitter that Harry Styles is featured in the film as Eros, brother of Thanos. Apparently, Eros is characterised as a carefree, womanising character.
Right.
So that could work well for Harry. Right. Marvel has not confirmed the report, nor have other attendees of the premiere. But Marvel's Eternals hits theatres next Thursday, so you can go and see for yourself.
All right.
A release date has been announced for Ozark Season 4 on Netflix. This trailer was released along with the release date of the 21st of January. Here it is.
Money is, at its essence, that measure of a man's choices.
Why do I have this feeling we both know that you'd be better off dead?
Broken promises got consequences.
Sometimes, if you don't move forward, you die.
Looks good.
Ooh, more spookiness.
All right. And Chris Hemsworth has made the small New South Wales town of Cowra's dreams come true. The town had a tourism campaign called Get Chris to Cowra. And apparently it's worked. It managed to catch the eye of the Hollywood star who agreed to visit the town of just 13,000 people next year. He shared this video to Facebook along with the caption, "Big love to all the folks in Cowra for this amazing campaign. Warmed my heart and made me smile. I'm off to shoot overseas, but upon my return next year, I'm coming in hot." Here it is.
Do you know who the Australian Tourism Ambassador is?
Yeah, it's Chris.
It's Chris bloody Hemsworth from the Spider-Man movies.
What about him?
Well, we should get him here to show off Cowra.
Why would Chris Hemsworth want to come to Kowra?
To take in the tranquility of the Kowra Japanese Gardens. Or he could step back in time at the POW camp.
He's got kids, hasn't he?
Yeah, three, I think.
Ripper, they'll love the adventure park.
So let's say Chris and his family do come to Kowra. They're massive celebrities. Where would they stay?
They could take their pick from any one of the hotel motels. Or if they're full, he could stay in a shed or a tent. I mean, they're pretty flash these days.
Well, it works. Yep, go. Chris is going to Kowra.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.